Welcome, everybody. Well, today's our Monday night program on BBS Radio. This is Creation Light Shift Healing, and the day today is Monday, November 30th, 2015. And this is our Healing Highway show. So we'll first clear the date. This is the last day of the month here, so here we go. Wonder if a new timeline is going to start for you tomorrow, being in December, very possibly. So here we go, clearing the day's date here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So the actual day is like a tracking number for everybody. Remember, you reference things with days in your life, and you keep track of certain days, maybe like your birthday. You can think of Christmas, maybe when your parents were born. You know, different holidays are certain days, typically. Normally, they're the same day every year. So that's a tracking number. So they track you on that. So you want to look up your past history, then you look at what day it was, and or you check it out. You find, oh, this is that day. So the aliens can take the day that you have now and bring that into the future, some kind of traumatic event happened for you, or even a great event, you're really very, very happy. So they can steal your energy that way, too. So here we go. Let's do another clearing. So think of an issue that you're dealing with. Maybe you're afraid to go into December. Maybe today's your fear day because you know this is the last day of November, and maybe November is very, very good for you, a good month, but you're really afraid now of December. And maybe this month, up to January to now, you saved all your money for holiday gifts for your friends. And the next month, you're going to be spending all of it. And so that's kind of maybe a downer month for you, or you're going into credit card debt. And so now December is a month of fear for you that you might overspend. So here we go. Let's clear something away that you're dealing with. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and we'll bring up the light beams to bring peace to you and into your house, your room where you are, your car. Here we go. Maybe you're in an office cubicle listening with headphones. So here we go, bringing peace to that location that you can physically see. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. Okie doke. So we'll turn it over to our co-host, Elizabeth. Are you there, here, everywhere, Elizabeth?
Hi, Ron. Hi, everybody. Yes, I'm here. Thanks so much for joining us on this wonderful Monday for the Healing Highway, which is our Monday BBS program. Ron offers 4 live radio shows a week on BBS, as well as all kinds of wonderful healing calls and conference calls. You can find out more about those at his website, creationlightship.com. And thanks so much for joining us. We will, I guess, start off with some listener questions. And, Ron, I have a list of questions here from a listener, and I guess they're a new listener, and they want to know all the different things that the light being can or cannot do. So the first question is, they're wondering, can a light being talk or communicate with me?
Well, I would say typically not. Maybe 0.1% of the time, yes, but normally that's not what they are. They're not in judgment. So if they were to talk to you, then they would be in judgment because our words have judgment associated with them. So they cannot connect with you, interfere with you, and they wouldn't want the darkness that you're carrying. So no, that they cannot do that.
Okay. So if you're hearing things talk to you inside of your mind, it is not from the light.
That is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. So the next question is, do they enlighten me or help me on my path to enlightenment?
No, they don't. They can't. They can't. They wouldn't even know what the words were. No, they can't do that either. All they can do is give you peace. So it sounds like you're trying to ask a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Only God does that. The alien gods, they give you favors. Light beings don't do that. All they do is emit peace. So back to you.
Yeah, that's an. I think the word enlightenment is kind of a dark side word, which is a mental state, I believe. And I think if you are thinking about that word, it's probably maybe a good idea to do a timeline crash on it or do...
keyword intercept, too, yeah.
Keyword intercept, which is a free clearing that Ron offers, or even like a mental clearing to get yourself out of that meditation, enlightenment, higher mind, higher self mentality, because all of those things are dark side things, concepts.
Yeah, so if you are projecting out that you want to achieve enlightenment, and, you know, maybe you think, well, I did all this work in my life, and I'm about 80% there. Well, and whatever that would mean to you, the enlightenment, remember, you're in duality here, so that means the darkness is going to give you the alien programs built inside of you, stored inside, are going to bring you 80% of darkness. Now, when you hit the 100% enlightenment, then you probably are having 100% of darkness. Remember, you have to seek a balance to get in the middle as the pendulum swings. So you want to be very careful on what you ask for or what you are attempting to do, because you could be drawing the complete opposite to you. You know, everybody kind of realizes as they're older that when they really want something really, really bad and they're yearning for it, then naturally, almost always, the darkness will come in and put blockages in the way or take your money or do something to prevent you from having your goal, because that's the other side of that swing. So they see you wanting something out there, like, you know, like the dog with the hot dog in front of their nose, you know, and it's always running to get that hot dog. And, you know, they'll put you on the other end of losing that hot dog. So you got to be very careful on, you know, what you're manifesting. That's kind of the old saying, don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing, you know? So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it, Ron. And also I would say a good rule to follow to know if you're unsure is, do you have to go to somebody else? And if you do, for special favors or guided meditations or anything like that, then chances are it's not coming from the light, because it's not coming from within you. So if you have to go somewhere outside of yourself to do something, then it's probably darkness energy. It is darkness energy, I should say.
Yeah, that's good. And also, don't tell anybody else what you want to manifest, because right away, you know, you've already probably worked on you know, putting something together, we'll say, you know, maybe you want to buy something, so you have all your plans kind of figured out how you're going to make the money, you know, get the money to buy your special item, whatever that would be, okay? This everybody sort of does, you know? Now, you tell all your friends about it, they may get jealous of you, because maybe they want to get that 32-inch TV that you're planning to buy, but they can't afford it. So now they're putting all that negative energy on you, because now they're jealous of you, and or they put their fears in, but, oh, man, I can't have that myself. Now they cord you with all that energy, okay? And all of a sudden you have all of their negative energy on you, and now you can't manifest because they energetically slimed you just because you told them and he thought it would be nice that you wanted to have this 32-inch TV right now, and you just can't get it. And, you know, you're figuring out a way to get it, and you have everything in place, but you tell them, all your friends, unless they want to give you a donation. But other than that, you're going to get everything, all of their stuff, their baggage will now be your baggage. Now 10 friends, now you got 10 backpacks on. You're going to be able to manifest your 32-inch TV? You got all their baggage, and you're trying to clear yours out to get it. Now you got much more than what you even anticipated. So back to you.
Yeah, and it's like that old saying, be careful what you wish for. Or it's kind of like even being on some kind of a game show or something, you know, going through all those emotions and having all these different things kind of come at you. So good points, Ron. And the next part of this is, can a light being give me ideas on how to make more money, where I should live, who I should be within a relationship, et cetera, et cetera?
Nope. They won't know anything about what you're doing, even if you could talk to them. And they can't make any judgments. You're here to do manifestations. You're here to be creative. And the creation that you're doing, good or bad, whether it's wonderful for you or painful, you're still creating something. And the light beings have no way to come in and help you or give you advice for that. What they can do is take away from you blockages. That's why we have clearings on the website. They can't take away the blockages because those blockages are preventing your spirit to be with you fully. So they can help you with that, get more spirit energy in your body. But as far as giving you advice, telling you how to what to do, you know, I guess the typical New Ager would get off your pendulum, we'll say, and then ask the light being to come on their pendulum and to give them advice. That's probably
I was just thinking that, Ron.
Yeah, because that's probably what the New Age teachings would be, you know, because you're asking something outside of yourself, and you don't get the answers in your head, and you want to get some guidance, and now you decided, maybe I'll use Archangel Michael, well, maybe a light beam might be better, or maybe I'll use, you know, some other deity. I'll have Buddha come on my pendulum string here and move that pendulum and give me the right answer, because I'm Buddhist. No, they, you know, the Buddhist things, that may work that way, because that's the light of the darkness. You're bringing in something that's a manifestation here. So I won't get into all of that.
It's not like you can have like a Rolodex of, you know, deities at your disposal. And, I mean, Ron, you've talked about this in the past, and I know we won't go into it too much, but a lot of the times these deities are trapped here, and they don't want to be doing what people are forcing them to do.
Yep, that is correct. Yep, hit the nail on the head. So they might, even if they could come to you, maybe they might just want to have fun with you. This person's asking me that question again. Well, I'll give them some really great answers. I'll give them what they want to hear, you know?
Yeah, so then we can just get on with it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's. I always thought that was interesting. I never thought about the deity as being enslaved, but it seems like a lot of them are. Okay. So getting on with these questions here, the next one is, can a light being tell me my future?
Nope. You only live in the now. And there's no future in the now, and there's no past in the now. In the darkness, there is a past. And the clearings are used to work on your past. That's your DNA. That's your stuff, your RNA. So you want to get rid of your past that is being used by the aliens to reprogram you again and to bring forth energies and recycle it. Remember the old saying, history repeats itself. Well, that's your history or your her story. Okay, so it's whose story it is. Man's story or a woman's story. They tend to use man as his story. So back to you.
Okay. And
so what's
can
your
a light?
what's
everybody has a story?
Yeah, her story. I probably have more women listening. So you got a her story instead of his story. Here we go.
Well, that's funny because I remember in college a lot of people, feminists, would use that word, and they would not use any capital letters, and they would have their own way of spelling different words.
Very good. And so they are getting out of the alien mind control by not using the keywords that are used all the time to abduct people. Very, very good.
Yeah, and to I guess it was a way for them to not be dominated. So the next question is, can a light being be with me or come to me to protect me?
Nope. So you can't have a light being sitting next to you when you're driving, you know, fast around mountain roads and things. icy mountain roads. It'll make it even better. Downhill even. So no, they're not with you. Okay? You're on your own. Now what could talk to you is entities. So it's very possible that maybe you have an entity that could be a NASCAR driver or some type of race car driver, okay? And as you're going around these roads pretty fast, we'll say, one could come into you. That's why people have road rage, okay? One could come into you and maybe help you drive your car because they know how to do that. You did not invite them in, but you could have. You could have said, oh, God, I need some help driving on this road. I'm really afraid and scared, and I'm going too fast, but I like it. And I get the adrenaline running in me, and I hope I don't crash. I need some help. Well, right away, you're calling to something out there. So one of the race car drivers would say, yeah, I feel like being a god today. I'll come and help this person. So you could have an entity come into your body and even talk to you. Say, okay, slow down, go faster. You know, put on the brake here or there and everything else. So entities do that. They control your body. So could an entity help you? Yes. Will lightning help you? No. But then did the entity leave you after you got done on the bottom of the hill? Okay, did you tell it, thank you very much, you helped me out, you know, and goodbye? No, you don't say that. And they can stay with you. So back to you.
Yeah, they can stay with you, and you never know what they want or why they're hanging around or what they want to try to get from you or through you. So it's a good idea to get on the entity clearing calls that Ron has every week.
Yeah, and they may want you to buy something.
Ah, yeah, or, yeah, get them something. Mm-hmm. And those are every Friday.
Yep, they want you to sell your house and buy that Lamborghini over there. Also buy a tent to live in.
Okay, so the next question is, can the light being help me? This is funny. Can the light being help me when I buy my lottery tickets or go to gamble at the casino?
Oh, boy. Okay. Nope, it can't. Nope, remember, it's a non-judgment. So it's never going to take over your life or tell you what you can and cannot do. So remember, all the light being is there to give you peace.
So I wonder if, Ron, an entity would also be responsible for somebody doing that. I mean, I know a lot of people do have a gambling addiction, so entities would be responsible because they are responsible for addictions.
Yes, uh-huh.
And so
if you get close to that gas station or whatever that's selling those lottery tickets, or even better yet, as you get close to that gambling casino, you're probably all in that parking lot waiting to hitchhike into somebody to have fun. And to whisper in your ear that, oh, man, this must be the right slot machine, or, oh, man, you know, you're down to $100 or whatever. Put it all on the table here. We'll gamble with that. I know you're going to win. And you get that information, and you do that, and you lose, and you go, well, what was talking to me? You know, I really thought that I had that win. It felt really good. I used my pendulum. An entity was on it saying, yeah, this is the time. And lo and behold, you lost. And now the aliens are taking all that energy. They got it all from your excitement about winning when you went in there. And now they're taking the energy from you because you're crying going back to your car. So back to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. I mean, I would say anything that attaches you to an emotion or creates a situation where you are going to have the potential for extreme highs or lows is not anything that's from the light. Because as Ron said, the light beings are only there to bring you peace. If it's a situation where you are going to go through a number of different emotions, that is probably darkness hooking you up so they can steal your energy.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a word which everybody probably has heard, windfall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So windfall, until you look at it, you're winning something, and the other word is falling, crash and burn. You know, they use the word windfall. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's almost like a destruction.
Yeah. So what else can the light beam do?
Okay, let's see. So, okay, well, this is kind of related to what we were just talking about, but they're asking, can the light beam comfort me if and when I get sad or upset?
Well, first of all, if you're sad and upset, number one, your spirit's not with you at all. And the light beam needs your spirit to even work with you. So, number one, it will never comfort you, number one, okay? But number two, your spirit's out of your body, so that you must know now completely that it could never even help you. So it could radiate peace maybe if you had a clearing on to help you get back into your body a little bit, if you could do that. But yeah, if you're in sadness, pain or something, no, your spirit's gone. Right away, the light being can no longer work for you because there's no conduit with you to do that. Now, the light being, you know, could come into your room, but it's not really going to affect you energetically. Remember, what the light being gives you works through your spirit. And the spirit then gives you peace. That's why you did the mind a heart drop. You're not asking for a light being to do that mind a heart drop. You're commanding your spirit to bring you into peace. No spirit, no peace. So I guess we got two answers or questions answered there. Back to you.
Yeah, or you're asking your spirit to come back to your body. I thought it was interesting on the, I guess it was the Saturday show, Ron, where I guess someone was talking about dreaming at night or having to sleep a lot, and they were worried that their spirit wasn't with them. So I think it's an important distinction to make. You know, you have to constantly ask your spirit to come back to your body and to also drop your thoughts from your mind into your heart center. But those are things that are of your doing. It's not asking a light being to grant you favors or do things to protect you. It's you protecting yourself and making sure that you're in control of your spirit as much as you can be, and to stay in the now.
Yeah, that's good. And on the clearings on the website, there's two. If you can divide it into maybe a page and half. You know, so the left side of the page is what your DNA, what's with you, causing your problem. That's the whole lifetime clearing. Those are things that you have in your backpack that's affecting you. Now, the right side of the page will say, the other side, would be what the aliens are doing to you. That's external. So the clearings that we have on the free sample clearings, which we're changing the name on that, it'll be something with aliens, you know, alien removal, energy removal or something like that. We're going to change it to that. So that's things external to you, you know, causing problems. So we have two different types of formats on the light on the website. One is what you're dealing with. So your life, your DNA, your RNA in your body, everything that you are, is going to be coming out of you to get cleaned out. And that's also is what the aliens look at because they programmed you with these thoughts and everything else from your life now, going back to your ancestors that created you. You are the manifestation of all of your ancestors and all their beliefs and all their thoughts. And so that's one type of clearing it to clean that out of you, which is your whole lifetime clearing. And then you have the other ones, like I said, which are like the dark side practitioner where somebody's doing a whammy on you. You have energetic cordings. And, you know, you have the parallel lives going to other places. Those are things external to yourself. So you're having effects from both of those, what you brought in this lifetime, which is inside of you, and then what you want to get rid of. That's why we have clearings, and most of those are all the whole lifetime energetic body clearings. And then you have the other one that's external. So you're getting hit on both ends, and the aliens control both of these. So back to you.
Yeah. That's a great distinction, though, with all the stuff that's inside of you and is part of you, and then the external stuff that you have to deal with in addition to whatever is in your DNA from your ancestors. Okay, so Ron, can the light beings help me select the right food at the grocery store?
No. Remember, they're non-judgment, and they wouldn't even know what it was that you're looking at. All they can do is bring you peace.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do a clearing, like at one of the whole lifetime clearings, for instance, they will see what's in you that is not causing the peace. That's why we have, like, the emotional whole lifetime clearing, the mental whole lifetime clearing, trauma, you know, sensory bodies. So all these are energetic bodies, and these bodies first are empty, and your DNA inside of you, this is an eternal thing that you have. Once you activate that energy inside of you, then that gets transferred into these other bodies that you can't see, your energetic bodies, and then people also psychically attack you with your emotions and their emotions, and that gets stored inside of these energetic bodies. So it's like a holding tank. And these are your protection from getting killed by people doing their rituals on you. We'll just keep it at that. So these, when they get filled up and they leak into you, the light beings take that away. That's darkness energy. So you can clear that away because your spirit is forced out of those locations. That's the only reason why you're having a clearing, is because your spirit is forced out of your body. And so when you ask for a clearing and the light being comes up on your monitor screen to clear you, it's clearing out places where your spirit has been kicked out of. And then it brings peace into that energy or that energy system or whatever you have. And that's the way the clearings work. If you didn't have a spirit, then the light beings can no longer help you. So back to you.
Okay. So then the next question, Ron, is can I send a light being to help out the president of a country or with a foreign conflict?
Hmm. I guess they're asking to have that person enlightened or something. Not to do bad things, so I guess the question would be. No, light being doesn't do that. What you could do, if you wanted to help somebody, if they have a spirit in their body, okay, is to pay for a clearing for that person, figure out what their age is, and maybe do an emotional clearing on them. Now, that could help that person. But you need to know that they are, they do have a spirit in their bodies. So that's just the way to look at it. But we'll just say that they do. Yeah, you could pay for, maybe we have a lot of situations going on now. And if you wanted to take the leader of those organizations, the president or whatever it would be, then you could pay for the emotional clearing. And you could do that for that person. And within probably 3 to 5 days, they may have a change in attitude. Remember, they may be taken over by entities, too. So, I'm not going to tell you to clear somebody who's really evil and they're going to be fixed, within 5 days and have a life change. No, but their energetics and their body will be changed. And if they don't draw entities or have things controlling them, then, you may see some, changes. But typically, I would say most of these people are controlled by an alien race planet. So that's the way that works. And, you can still probably bring the person some peace. Back to you.
Okay. And the final part of this is, can a light being protect my son or daughter in the military?
Nope. If they do the clearings, they'll get peaceful. So that would be a good benefit. We did the veteran show. So let's just say that you have a son or daughter overseas, and They just got done with the battle and they killed 50 people and they shot them. And so now they're dealing with that. Is that going to give them nightmares? Will it change their life? Will it make them less human? You know what I mean? So, yeah, you could tell them, or even you could do an emotional clearing for them, and that may take away some of that traumatic event, what they went through. You know, it just depends what they saw, you know, and how that affected them. What energetic body is holding that, okay? But the emotional one normally could be a big help for everyone that has killed somebody or injured somebody. Let's put it that way, too. And also in the injury aspect, you may have that in your DNA also from the past. So you could be affected because you now saw it in front of you. And now that's opened up your own DNA from having a traumatic event from your ancestors, say 500 years ago. And that could also affect you in later life as you activated something like that. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And I think it's a common fear that a lot of people have, I guess, if they have a son or daughter serving overseas, is the fear of that person killing people or being killed or having to come back and then having all kinds of traumatic stress and all kinds of problems related to being in battle. And I should mention, Ron, that you do offer so many great current lifetime clearings, and you are especially sensitive to the needs of the veterans. And I guess also I wanted to say, if you go back into the BBS archives, you'll find the Veterans Day show, and as well as the past week where Ron has been discussing all kinds of new healings and developments that are going on with Creation Lightship. So be sure to check those out, and all of the samples will work up to three times. Excuse me. So, you do fear body, anger body, and there's also the special healing, which you can purchase and, you know, write in any sort of healing that you want, anything that's kind of happened to you. That isn't maybe listed on the website. Sorry, I was just typing there for a second. The current lifetime clearings, anxiety, fear, judgment, pain, self-sabotage, trust, all of these things are whole lifetime clearings and could help somebody who has dealt with some pretty tough stuff during their lifetime here.
It almost sounds like what you read off would be what every soldier is dealing with when they come back here.
Yeah.
And then also the word betrayal.
So Ron, maybe we could do a quick sample if you're up for that.
Yeah, if you're a veteran, now you know where you start. And have all your friends do these clearings so that they can feel better. So that's very interesting. So, yeah, I'll do one for, I'll do one for betrayal. Maybe, you felt betrayed by maybe enlisting. I won't get into that too much because it could go all different directions. But, you know, here we go. So think of how you were betrayed. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do one for anger, because that probably goes hand in hand with that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then the other side of that would be what you saw in battle or in war. If you were, you know, actively doing that. So here we go. Let's do sadness. One, two, think of that one issue that you're looking at right now, because I can only clear one at a time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And fear, that would be a big one. 1, think of another issue. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do you have any other ones we can do? We have your feeling body. So you may feel something when situations happen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Okay, great. How about, I'm sorry, how about judgment body, Ron?
Okay, judgment body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So the reason why we have whole lifetime clearing, so the person who's very mental would say, you know, why am I doing my whole lifetime when this event happened when I was 23? And why do I got to go back and to clear my whole lifetime? If the event happened when I'm 23, well, what happens is when you have that special event, whatever it is, then it activates everything in your DNA that is sort of similar. Then the aliens live off of that energy. Then they make history repeat itself, and they do copy and paste. So your whole life will have that type of drama in it because you participated. So that's why we do whole lifetime, because you activated something. And that's the basic reason why you have a whole lifetime clearing, because all these things are in your DNA and they're dormant until you bring them forward or somebody brings it forward for you. They show you something, they talk to you about something. Once it comes into your awareness, then all of a sudden your DNA gets activated. And you don't know what it is because you don't know about your parents' life, what they thought every day. You don't even know what you thought every day, let alone what your grandparents thought and what your relatives thought when they maybe came over here to the United States, you know, whenever that would have been. So you don't know what they're thinking, but it's all inside of you, and those are could be trigger points in your life when they get activated. That's why you want to clean out what is activated in this lifetime that came to the surface. So that's the way the clearings work. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, and I was just thinking there, Ron, especially if you have had a history of family serving in the military and you have continued that tradition. So it's probably a lot there that you would need to work on.
Yeah, and that could fall into maybe the that clearing the reoccurring event.
Mm-hmm. Clearing problematic situation.
Yes. Yeah, so it's possible that you could be living that same storyline of your ancestors, including your father, typically, and that could cause you problems because you're living that storyline over again. So whatever happened in those other people's storyline could very possibly happen to you. An example would be, you know, dealing with the war situation of fighting would be like maybe one of your ancestors somehow had a toe problem. Maybe they had gangrene or something. And so now you're overseas, we'll say, fighting, and something happens to one of your toes. May not be gangrene, but it could be something kind of related, in a sense, to you know, what's going on with you according to what happened to them. Remember, history repeats itself. And, you know, we have seen movies. The movies are an example to activate your DNA. But we have seen movies where maybe there is a war situation going on, and the soldier goes, you know, I think I'm going to be killed today. And they go, oh, no, you're fine. Don't worry about it. Well, guess what? You know, you can't go back on it. As, you know, time moves on. But all of a sudden in the movie, the person knew he would be killed. And all of a sudden in the process, yep, sure enough, they had that insight, probably passed on from his ancestors. Maybe the ancestors, these entities, the emotional bodies are talking to him and go, you know, your time's up because it happened to us. And this is the time that the aliens are going to program somebody to kill you. And now you get the information and you go, wow, I think I'm going to be killed today. And everybody says, oh, no, you're not, you know. And sure enough, as the movie plays on, that person dies. So, back to you.
Yeah, so also, Ron, I guess what you were talking about right before you mentioned this was getting your DNA activated. So I would think that any time you go to, say, a dark side practitioner, some type of energy healer, what that person is actually doing for you is activating your DNA and giving you some type of issue which you then are going to have to work on. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that would be correct, yes. And then, you know, you could have definitely a lot of problems with that because they're activating something in you that you don't already have, but it's laying dormant in you. But then once it gets activated, now you're on the emotional roller coaster ride of the law of cause and effect. That's the way the darkness works. Like I said earlier, you know, you're going to have, you know, we talked about windfall. So you got your big wind coming. Next is the fall, the crash and burn. And so that gets activated, and now you have more stuff on your plate to deal with. You don't want to have your DNA activated. And that's what happens when you have the mind-to-heart drop. You become a neutral. None of that stuff's going to be affecting you because you're in peace. Otherwise, you're in the dark side programmed universe here and the holograms, and that's how they bring things forward to have all the reactions of everybody reacting with each other in emotion to cause situations to happen. And then, like I said, it's the windfall. High wind on one side, crash and burn on the other. And where are you on that pendulum? You should be in the middle. We're peaceful. And like I said before on a couple of shows, let's say that you all of a sudden, you know, maybe you luck out and you go to that casino and you win $1 million, right? Instead of jumping up and down and you know, showing how happy you are, stay neutral. And then own that $1 million. Remember, what you own in peace, you know, the dark side's not going to take it away from you. Because they're going to see you not responding, whether you have $1 in your pocket or $1 million. It doesn't make any difference. It's how you relate to that experience. So if you're really excited, then you got a lot of excitement going the other way, crying tears when it gets taken away from you. So, you know, you want to own your reality wherever you are. You want to own that reality and make it your own. Then you're in peace.
Yeah, that only keeps you on that emotional roller coaster.
Yep, and then you're on all those timelines, having your money taken from you.
Yeah, somebody was watching this YouTube video recently, and it was a compilation of people who were responding to hate comments that people leave them on their YouTube channels. And I thought it was interesting because the one person said, well, hate is love, and love is hate, so I just see it as that they're paying attention to me, so they must be loving me, which I thought was interesting. So it's kind of like what you're saying, like if you are winning the jackpot or if you're losing $1 million, you have to stay neutral and just kind of realize that it actually is the same emotions, that one, it doesn't necessarily, isn't better or worse than the other.
Yeah, and losing that $1 million, how much of your spirit energy is attached to that, the aliens that steal? You know? Because you're putting your life force energy into that, and when you lose it, how much of that have you lost yourself? Where did your spirit go? So, you know, another way of looking at it. That's why you want to always be neutral. Be in peace.
Yeah, and not live in a good and bad world. Live in a peaceful world.
Yep, that's, you know, on the different grave markers, you know, it's always rest in peace. So they knew that they were in a lot of duality here. So I guess they were trying to do the affirmation to have that person rest in peace in the ground, you know?
In pieces.
Yeah, rest in peace in pieces, yeah.
So somebody wrote to us on the Fast Chat feedback forum, which I should have mentioned earlier is the way you can ask questions during the show. You can also email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And this person is asking about the light beings, and they're asking, as far as communication from the light beings, do they work with us through our heart, then to our spirit for the healings?
That's a very good question. They could work through your heart center where your spirit resides, but they will work with your spirit for sure. So let's just say they work with your spirit. If you're upset, your spirit probably is no longer in your heart. It could be outside of your body. Can your spirit, with the light being helping it, help you? No, maybe not, because it has to come back into you again. So we'll just say that the light being connects to your spirit. But it resides, its residence, we'll say, would be in your heart center. And the only reason why I could even think why it would be there is because your heart center is where your physical heart is, and it radiates life force energy into your blood. So if you're anywhere else, it's not going to really pump that energy, okay? So I guess, you could say, well, what about the other, like your liver that's cleaning out the blood? Is your spirit going to want to be in darkness there? That's a good question. It's taking part of itself in the blood, trying to get filtered out, the darkness out of the blood. So, I would say that it probably would not want to go typically into your liver, but that's the job, not of your spirit, but just out of your eyes that we're talking about. That's the job of the spirit that's inside of your whole body. That's different. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, and I know when you do a lot of the blood clearings on the calls, like for example, the monthly intensive calls, a lot of people write in and they have really strong release and reactions to that, because that's kind of your life force energy. So if you're on, for example, like we just finished yesterday, the special 8-hour healing intensives for November. So I don't know if anybody had anything they wanted to share about that, or if you did any blood clearings, but usually that's a very powerful healing for people. And I know sometimes when we go live on the Lightship on the Saturday show, Ron will often do take us into the Lightship, and we'll do, for example, like an amber blood infusion. So all of that makes sense to me. And it would seem that, you would want to be in your heart center so that the energy can be transmitted throughout your whole body.
Makes sense. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's actually quite, I think that's the detox room that we go into. But, it's actually quite simple when you think about it. There really isn't any sort of complicated system here. It's just sort of common sense. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of people get sidetracked and get taken away from those intuitive self-knowledge and self-healing and timelines get abducted on, so it becomes harder and harder for you to get in touch with source energy and what's inside of you. So that's kind of what all of these clearings and healings do, is to connect you with that amazing source energy and connect you to your heart center. Instead of using your mind to manipulate and to control. So someone else wrote in and they said that they had to write and thank you, Ron, for the reminders of doing a hell timeline crash. Many of us who had a religious background had the fear installed in us. So I put them up after the show, Fear of the Fires of Hell. And the other night, I did the same, except for the Advent timeline. So I put up the keyword intercept and the 5 weeks lighting purple candles before Christmas. So it looks like this person had some success timeline crashing some religious stuff that they had been sort of indoctrinated into.
Yeah, oh, that's good. And what could happen, as you're talking about that, about the hell energy, you've probably all seen movies about, you know, some kind of devilish creature with horns and red eyes. Those I have seen physically. So they are here, okay? So aside from that, you know, you may see them on movies, and so that's going to activate your DNA. And, you know, you've heard stories about being in England, you know, years ago, and these things would appear out of nowhere, you know, and chase people into the castles and stuff. So they do exist. They are here. And so as you're bringing that energy in, thinking of the hell and damnation stuff, you are going on those timelines. And those things are real, and they are real here physically. So, you know, we want to do some clearings on those things. Because the church is trying to get you afraid of these, and there's a good reason probably for that, but they probably created these things. They brought them in here. Because all they are is aliens, that they're, you know, even though they may eat people physically, these creatures, and burn them and everything else, that does exist. Those are real timelines that exist here. So, anyway, I thought I'd bring that up there. Because once
yeah,
you hear
and
about it, you're on that timeline.
I'm sorry, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm done.
Oh, okay. I'm just searching here because I know you have a clearing. I think it's like a religious indoctrination clearing.
Yeah, we have that, yes.
I just wanted to... Oh, yeah, it is a whole lifetime clearing. And I think that using this in conjunction with the alien keyword intercept would probably be very effective because you could then clear all those phrases that you remember from the indoctrination. And I think
yeah.
We have time. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, I interrupted. Yeah, so what you have there, like I mentioned earlier, you have internal and external. So the internal, you know, is what Elizabeth is talking about. You know, what's happening to you with the religious indoctrination. You did that to yourself, okay? Well, that now is in your backpack. You created that, okay? Now, the other one is how the aliens take your creation, your information in your backpack, and then that's used to control you. So that's external stuff. And we got internal and external. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's such a great point, and I feel like this topic is really important in just helping people decide what type of healing they would need to do based on is it internal or external. Okay, so I think we have time for one more question, and this is actually part of the same listener who had the hell timeline crash, and they're just wondering what they see when the clouds change and the lines part. Is it a timeline? Or is it in between the clouds?
You're probably seeing two timelines coming together or separating. That's what I would say it would be. And the clouds may not even be in registration. Like I started the show off with, tonight at midnight, since we're in time and the clock tells us what time it is, the aliens will change the timeline tonight at midnight. Okay? So as you go into tomorrow, your tomorrow, that will be a whole different timeline. And like I said, is December going to be an anxiety timeline for you for overspending? Or is it going to be a wonderful timeline, you know? So, you know, and is that turkey that you ate going to haunt you? Because you ate a turkey a few days ago. Is it going to follow you and haunt you into December, you know? Anyway, never know. So anyway, let's do the mind a hard drop. So you may want to, if you like the way today is, you may want to stay on today's timeline. So tomorrow will not manifest as the first, unless you're expecting your $1 million to come tomorrow or something. But it might be a way to change the alien from connecting to you so abruptly. If you're going on the second day, it's already in place, and you won't be shaken up a lot. Okay, remember, each time they do a timeline shift and change, like at the first of the year, it takes a while for your body to sink into it. So here we go, and you're a choice on that. So find a heart drop, command on your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. Here we go. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Have a good evening. And hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow at 5:30 for our energetic 40 release. Okay, bye, everyone. Thank you, Elizabeth.